All right, guys, welcome back to the pod, Stephen Jung Show. Stephen Jung here, I'm your host. Again, with my partner, Mark Banks, CEO of the Jung Agency. And we're going to talk about different products. Obviously, we're a financial firm that we run, so we want to give you knowledge and add value. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Apple Podcasts as well as Google Podcasts. So definitely subscribe. So, Mark, what are we talking about today?
So today we're talking about fixed indexed annuities. So this is a particular type of annuity for a particular type of person in a particular situation. So this account, I mean, just kind of broadly speaking, we're going to first talk kind of about suitability. You know, is this the right product for you? And then kind of talk about the breakdown of how the product works. So, I mean, suitability wise, this is for someone who's looking to retire in the next 7, 10, 15 years. Now, we're not going to really focus on this too much, but there are products for people who need an immediate annuity. That is an option, but this product is mainly for someone who has a little bit more time to let this product sit and accumulate so that you can get the most out of the upside of the market. So so really, you know, when it comes to suitability, you got to think about, you know, how soon do you want to start taking distributions, right? Because you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you're locked into this product for 7 years, and you know that within the next 2 years or 3 years, you're going to need a lot of money. This is probably not the product for you then. I mean, Stephen, you probably haven't dealt with this, but you know, there are people out there who want to, you know, get into this product, and you know, maybe they have $10,000, but that $10,000 is kind of, you know, all that they have to live off of. Obviously, that this is not a product for them.
I've turned away more people, I would say, than I brought out as clients because of suitability. I kind of want to know, when are they going to need this money? I had a client last month that said, hey, I have this money, a couple $100,000. I want to put it in the market, but then I want to buy a house, but I want protection. What the fixed indexed annuity does for them, but I need this money in a year or two when the market crashes or comes down. So I said, this product is not suitable for you. I know that you love the fact that it gives you a premium bonus and you have the upside of the market with no caps, but it's not suitable because you're going to be paying, you know, this is for a non-qualified account. There's a brokerage account that he had that got Schwab. So I said that this is not suitable. So unfortunately, this is not going to fit for you. So this product, this fixed index annuity, in a non-qualified fund, it's tax deferred. You have tax deferred growth, so you're only paying taxes when you on the growth when you pull out. And in a qualified account, like a 401k, 403b, Roth IRA, which we onboard a lot of people with Roth IRAs, they'll get the upside of the market. So yeah, you have to have some liquidity. We run standards for that, so not everyone is qualified for this product. So if you have liquidity issues or not enough liquidity, you will not be eligible for this product. And it's our job as a financial professional to tell you, no, this is not suitable for you. And we don't like to play those games and take on clients and then paying surrender fees of 5, 6, 7% because they're taking out their money in the first or second or 2 years or something like that. So it's all about liquidity. So there's always a rub, and Wall Street says, like in the short, how are you screwing me? How are you screwing me? How is the insurance company screwing me? And one downside of this product, I won't say downside, but it is what it is, that you're pledging your money for 7 to 10 years of your money, of your capital. You can pull some of the money out, of course, but you cannot pull all the money out without paying above and beyond the minimum requirements. You will be paying a withdrawal surrender fee. So this is more suitable for people who can put the money away for 7 to 10 years and not worry about it. Or like a retirement account is great. It's like, I'm not going to touch this for 15, 20 years. So that doesn't really come into play. So I think that's suitable for majority of people for retirement accounts.
Yeah. And I think important to keep in mind is this isn't an end all be all for most people. Now, if you have a lump sum, and I mean the lump sum, I'm talking about $1 million, $2 million, then, you know, this could be your sole retirement plan. But you know, it usually works in conjunction with other things, Social Security, maybe you have a pension from work, this kind of works in conjunction with that. So if you know happen to come across a lump sum, or you have a 401k, orphan 401k, or you're retiring and you're taking your 401k with you, then this is a product for you to kind of work in conjunction in tandem with everything you have going on to really stretch out your retirement, because everyone's worst fear is outliving their money. So that, you know, this is how you stretch it. This is how you make it work. So if you're in a situation where you have other things going for you, this is probably the product for you. Otherwise, yeah, we would 100%, you know, advise otherwise, because this, like you said, it's a 7-year commitment. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, if you're the type of person who, you know, kind of understands, how to budget and things like that, you know, we can really help you out.
So I think that's the great thing about that, is that obviously when we do a financial plan with you here at the Jung Agency, we're going to break down your situation, your income, your savings, your assets. We're going to break everything down and see if it's even suitable. We only present to someone if it's suitable. But yeah, I had a retiree, actually, a client of mine, just put, she had a couple $100,000, and she was, you know, doing really well with her husband's pension. I think she was making like $9,000 a month, and she had a bunch of assets. And, you know, she put about $150,000 away into this fixed index annuity, and she got like a 9% premium bonus on that. Sure. So she was happy about that. And she's still participating in the market with no caps, complete upside as well. And it's life insurance, too, on top of that. She really loved the fact that she'll leave this to all her 4 grandkids. And eventually she passed away, I told her that this death benefit would pay out to your grandkids in a very, very easy fashion, because it's life insurance. And you can obviously change the beneficiaries at any time, which is kind of nice. It's not irrevocable. You can actually change the beneficiaries anytime. If you decide later in life that, you know, your family's doing really well, or something happens with your relationship with your parents or your kids, you can always change that. So you have flexibility to change the beneficiary is like a life insurance policy. So it's wrapped into a life insurance product, which is a good thing. That's why you cannot lose money. It's not per se an investment. It's a fixed index annuity, which tracks the annuity based upon credit. So if the market does poorly, you have a zero credit, and you're not going to lose any in terms of your principal. So people really love the fact that they'll never experience a loss in any given year. And there's different strategies off. There's like the 1-year strategy, and there's like a 2-year strategy, and there's so many different indices. And that's our job to find the best indice for them based upon their risk tolerance and when they will need the funds, and also based upon the stock market. Obviously, I've been in the financial space for over 25 years. So that's my job, is kind of follow the indices, follow the market. And you and I both know, Mark, I'm always on CNBC and doing research and finding out what's going on with the Fed. And that's kind of my job on that. So I'm looking out for my my clients, so I can obviously make moves and make changes to the portfolio. It's not a one and done thing where you just pick one indice and never think about it. It's my job and our job to kind of see how it's performing relative to its other counterparts. Maybe international is outperforming domestic, or maybe we need overexposure on domestic or fixed income, or, you know, those kind of things. So I think those things are really, really important. Not just purchasing a fixed index annuity. That's a step one. It's more managing it going forward is probably the most valuable process. So that's why you want to work with a professional that's been doing this for at least 5, 10, or 20 years. You don't want to just purchase this from a person who doesn't really know investments, because life insurance agents are able to sell fixed index annuities. Unfortunately, a lot of them are not very skilled in this field, but they'll just sell it, and you might be choosing the wrong indice, and that might be the difference between your account being $1 million or $2 million 20, 30 years in the future. So it's really important to find the right professional to kind of overwatch and see and pivot and make adjustments need be.
So let's get into it, man. So let's talk in particular. So a product we really like, shout out to Athene. They're one of the best in the space, NLG. But a product I really like through Athene is the Performance Elite. So there's two versions of this, the Performance Elite and the Performance Elite Plus, which offers enhanced liquidity.
Yeah.
which we'll kind of talk about that. So we'll start kind of with just the positives. We obviously give some breakdown on some of the negatives behind it, but some of the positives, premium bonus. So you kind of alluded to this earlier, but under the Performance Elite, you get a 9% bonus. So that means you deposit, you roll over $100,000 or put $100,000 into this account. Immediately, the insurance company is going to give you $9,000 immediately credited to your account. So that's huge. I mean, free money. I like free money. anytime I can get it, 100%. Excited about that. And the Performance Elite Plus offers actually, I believe, a 14%
bonus. Yeah, 14% bonus is insane. That being said, there is some downside. They're going to be charging you 95 basis points for that. But you get the liquidity enhancement, which is huge, the 10% liquidity enhancement. And we recommend this to people who actually need to do RMDs, you know, from your retirement account. And that's great. So that's another thing that I did for my client, I mentioned earlier, is that she's able to pull out 10% every single year from her account. So she definitely needs that liquidity in an event that something happened.
Yeah. Yeah. So huge plus with that. Also, great offering of indices. A lot of companies are very limited in their offerings when it comes to indices, but they have a large variety. I mean, most agents, your typical agent, they're just going to pick the S&P 500. They're going to lock in. They're going to do a one-year point-to-point strategy. What a point-to-point strategy means basically is every year, at the end of the year, the company is going to look and see, you know, how did that index perform, and they'll credit your account based upon just that 1 year, as opposed to a two-year strategy where it's an average of the 2 years. So if you have a down year and an up year, they'll take the average of the two and then credit that to your account. So there are advantages and disadvantages of doing a 1 year and a 2 year. But S&P, obviously it's a very safe index, S&P 500, 500 wealthiest companies in America. It's a sound option, and that's what most illustrations show nowadays. And I believe for IULs, that's the only index that you're able to illustrate. It's nothing wrong with it. Obviously, there's a cap. Typically, I believe on the Performance Elite, the cap's what was it, 9.5%?
Cap is they can run from 9.25 to 9.5 to 10.75. That's in this scenario, the point to point for Athene, they're the number one in the space. It performs the worst actually based upon the metrics. So you would think that everyone's gonna want the S&P 500, but you need to know the current market rate as well as the participation as well. You're 100% participation, but the cap rate definitely restricts your returns. So they have, five different indices, and the indice I like obviously is the BNP Paribas Multi-Safe Diversified, and that has a 220% participation. But I like this 2 year strategy because you get you definitely get more. You get more than that as well. So there is some upside that you can get alpha with a 2 year strategy opposed to a 1 year strategy, which I'm doing for majority of my clients is a 2 year strategy with that.
Yeah. So, obviously BNP is really, really strong. The NASDAQ, now you can mix and match too. That's always an option. Allocate 50% to the S&P, 50% to the NASDAQ, Dow Jones. They're, again, ups and downs with, that strategy as well. But I know you're gung-ho about the BNP. We kind of talked about this in a different video, but just to recap, I think it's important we kind of just talk about the BNP and, why that typically performs better than some of the American indices.
I think diversification. Through diversification, you'll get a better return on your performance, and it lowers your risk. That's another thing I would say more than anything else. Lowering risk and being diversified is definitely going to help you in this space, and that's why I like it. And they've run scenarios like 54, over 5,000 scenarios where it's performed much better. With the participation, obviously, not point to point, since you get the alpha in terms of the current rate, you get more participation. you're getting a better return because they invest in United States, Europe, and Japan. So you just and it rebalances every day, from my understanding, which is something that me or you wouldn't be able to do. But this BNP Paribas is very, very diversified, and I just love it. Numbers are numbers, and I'm just crunching the numbers, and that's the reason why I choose the BNP Paribas multi-asset diversification strategy for our clients. And it wins more often, and it's just something I'm really, really passionate. But that being said, who knows? They might be adding another. This space changes all the time. Indices are removed, they're added. So for right now, the strategy will be, for my clients, 2 years later, we'll revisit this and see how it performed. And I don't know what it's going to be in 2 years from now. I really don't know if we're going to add different indices, because there's so much. There's a CS, there's the Goldman, there's the Barclays, there's Morgan Stanley. So there's so many out there, and that's my job out there, to kind of cipher all this information and make sure that we find the best indices, the best life insurance company, the best product. There's a lot of things involved in selecting a fixed index annuity. You have to find the right carrier, the right indice, right participation, there's a cap or not. On top of that, you want to make sure that someone is staying on top of it and managing it and watching it. That's very, very important, I think. The value add that we have here at the Jung Agency, myself and you, overseeing people's portfolios.
Yeah, 100%. We also talked about this in the last video, but you know, most agents, you know, when it comes to their compensation, obviously that's something we can talk about. You know, that we have to disclose that to our clients. But most agents take a lump sum upfront, and they don't take the second option for compensation, which kind of pays you over time, which encourages you to manage that account. So people just kind of like, you know, it's like a real estate agent, like they sold you the house and then maybe you get a Christmas card or something like that. Maybe not. But the difference being is that if someone has a vested interest in the success of that product, then they're, you know, more inclined to help you out, revisit with that, and come back to you, you know, at the end of your strategy, whether it's a 1 year, 2 year, coming back, looking at it again, revisiting it, doing the numbers again, and readjusting as needed. Because, you know, what do they say insanity is doing the same thing over and over again expecting a different result. It's like going on to your account, it's like it's not performing, and it's like, you know, you got to change the strategy. And that's with anything, with business, with life, relationships. You know, if you're doing one thing over and over again, you got to kind of think,
make adjustments. Right. Yeah, it's like
it's performing okay, but you know, can it be better?
It's like our Warriors, man. We need to make some adjustments in the off season to get to win, next year.
Don't get me started. Oh man, don't get me started. This off season's gonna be tough.
But, I know. So yeah, I would say that's true. You know, I was a financial advisor. A little background in my story: I was at Merrill Lynch, and we got, you know, how I got compensated was a fee. You know, 1%, 1.25%, based upon 1.5%, based upon how big your portfolio was. The bigger the portfolio, the less you pay in basis points. So when I did the FIA, fixed index annuities, everyone's taking option A, just ordinary commission. They want, you know, the max commission with no back end. I'm like, I don't want that. I'm just trying to here to build a business to make sure my clients win. And I want to be incentivized for all my hard work, that the account grows, that I get compensated for that. I'm paid by the insurance company, so I take less commission, I would say, on the front end, and more lean towards the back end, so I can go out there and perform and make sure that this portfolio goes from like 300,000 to 2 million and you know, whatever. I want it to grow, as opposed to that. And they're shocked. A lot of insurance companies are like, I've never heard of that. Like, I never heard, is there other options? I was like,
right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We're trying to manage a business. This is not like we're selling a term or a whole life policy. This is serious business. This is, I mean, we're rolling out for tons of money, millions of dollars. This is serious. Our job is to manage this and let it grow. So if you're a financial advisor or your insurance agent is not staying on top of this, probably they just take like 95%, 90% of the people, they take that lump sum commission and they really don't care. There's no vested interest for them, this policy to grow. They're on to the next. It's very transactional. I'm not transactional when I work with my clients. And that's different about us. I'm more like a financial firm opposed to an insurance agent just trying to get max commission and then on to the next.
off to Mexico.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's if you're a person, your financial if your insurance agent or financial advisor is not really on top of this or doing a review for you, you there's no vested interest. That's why, probably why. Yeah. Or they're too busy and they really don't value your business. And that's the opportunity. I'm doing a lot of rollovers from a lot of people that had accounts at different places, some self-directed, Schwab or TD, but some people like Edward Jones and all the other companies that they want more service at the end of the day. And that's why, you know, they're rolling up. We had a tremendous amount of rollovers.
It's facts, dude. I used to work for a great car rental company, and you know, I always wondered why people paid so much to rent like cars from this company. I mean, there's cheaper options out there for sure. Like if you wanted a cheaper option, 100% you could find it. But the difference was the service, you know, because the employees were compensated well for what they did and they worked hard. Everyone, you know, their dress code, all that, all those things. And when people came in, they were greeted, you know, we knew something about them. And that's what made the difference. That's why people were willing to pay that extra, is the service. And yeah, that's where a lot of insurance agents, that's why they're just independent employees, because they don't develop to the next level of business owner, where you're thinking more about the customer service side of things than just sales. Sales and service go hand in hand. If you provide excellent service, people are going to want to buy more and share that with other people. Our job is to impress you. I want to wow my customer. I want them to open their statement and go, wow. You know, if we don't get the wow factor from them, then we're not doing our job. And a lot of people don't care about that. But with anything that I do, whether it's the agents that I work with, I want them to feel like, wow, you know, this guy went over the top, answered all my questions. This guy was on it. He contacts me all the time. You know, I borderline annoying sometimes, but you know what? I don't care, because it's important. I care more about some people's portfolios than they do, you know, but that's the name of the game. I want to see people do well. I want people to prosper. I obviously want to prosper and want to help others. You know, that obviously helps me. So yeah, man, it's about service, dude. That's the difference.
Yeah. I think that's the thing with us. It's servicing our clients. And at the end of the day, it's very performance based. We want to make sure that their portfolio is outperforming other people's, so that they know that they made a good decision in entrusting us to manage their assets. And that might be from a FIA to an IUL to a whole life policy that gives you the most accumulation. We scoured all 70 insurance companies to find the best accumulation of whole life, so you can do that infinite banking that everyone's talking about. Or we find you the right IUL with the right structure. You know, you're structuring it correctly. And IULs are obviously, there's another video you can click on that to learn about IULs. That's the same principle concept there as well, too. You make sure you find the right carrier, the right indice, and all, make sure that they're on top of it as well. So, guys, if you guys are interested in our services, we're always taking on new clients. We believe we can add a lot of value. Me and Mark, go to Jeung Agency, JeungAgency.com. You can click on there. And we have 5 stars, Mark, on Google. I do want to brag a little bit and say that, you know, people are happy with our service. Yes. And yes. I'm not scared of what people say, because people are happy with what we're providing for them. So we encourage people to go on to Google Jeung Agency and see what you see, because be transparent, you know.
It feels good to be able to tell a client, like, Google us. Like, I've worked for companies where it's like, don't Google us.
Hide.
Don't Google us. just you're buying from me, not from the company. Don't worry. But yeah.
That's important. Yeah. I mean, Google is legit. Like, I believe in Google. You can go do a post. You know, on Yelp, we just started a Yelp page, but a lot of people, financial services, you're not going to Yelp. We're not going to probably pay for ads. I'm not going to do all that stuff, because I feel like Google is for financial services. I use Yelp to find places to eat, but I ain't trying to find a CPA or a financial advisor on Yelp. I don't know. What about you? What are some things you use Yelp for? Do you even use Yelp?
No. I'm going to be honest. Like, if they're not on Google, like if I can't just Google you, then like, I don't know. Like, if I'm looking for something, it has to be in the top three. I'm always like, all right, what are the top three things, you know, closest to me in my area? And then I kind of just go off that. But if I'm trying to try something different, then I mean, I guess I'll go to Yelp. But
Yelp's great for food, I think. I don't know. Yeah, you know, for food, plumber yeah. or whatnot. But I think for a financial advisor, I think maybe. I don't know, yeah. people. Sometimes Yelp do as well, too. You're only leave, like, a negative review. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, any negative, they love to, like, do that.
And a lot of Karens are on Yelp. Yeah.
Karens and, yeah. Karens yeah. and Kevins, they say.
Karens and Kevin. 100%, yes. Bunch of Karens and Kevins.
But, yeah, I mean, realistically, so our reputation is out there. But we want to grow. I think a lot of people need help. Market's doing really good today. Market's up, you know, S&P, NASDAQ. Dow Jones, but I'm telling people lock in your gains right now because we might see, you know, potentially 10, 15, 20% drawdown. Who knows? But yeah, my picks this year were great, man. I picked Bitcoin, Ethereum, Tesla, and Apple. I think my portfolio is up almost 100%. That's not investment advice, but obviously, you know, that's what I do and what I love if all the markets. And yeah, it's kind of like, you just got to protect your capital. At this point, I think it's about capital preservation. Appreciation is important, but you want preservation. I think that's really important as you get closer to retirement. And I see a lot of these funds, these target date funds are not performing well at all. If you're in a target date, this is my personal opinion, target date 40, 20, 40, 20, they have not performed really well because bonds have really, really underperformed and things have changed. I think the new normal is not say the stock pickers market now, but sector market pickers maybe. But you got to pick the right industry, I think, now. I think it's not just plain vanilla like it is. But I don't know. Who knows? But I have a lot of clients that are not happy with their target date portfolios. If you're in a target date, generic JP Morgan or whatever you're in, there's so many different ones. But every mutual fund company has that. They haven't performed so well. So.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's... all about locking your gains. I mean, especially if you're close to retirement, this is not the time to kind of bid on something that's, you know, it's not the time for it. Yeah. You want to find something that's going to be safe, secure, and guarantee growth. On the Performance Elite, actually the guarantee, I think it's 95 basis points.
The minimum. Now,
yeah. As the minimum. Yeah. So there is guaranteed growth. So I mean, with that, I mean, you can't lose. Market goes down 15 points, you got to go back up 30 to
make up. That's the thing I tell people. So when the market's doing really well, you think like it's never going to go down and you get overconfident, but then when it corrects and like, wow, people got a big wake-up call last year when the market was down 18%, the S&P 500. And I've seen people lose $300,000-$400,000 just last year because of the market. And, you know, it's painful. It's
everything, dude.
As your account grows, you know, you get more vested. You get more excited about it. If it's like minimal amount, you don't get too excited about your orphan 401k plan. And another thing, there's millions of people out there with the 401k plan that left their employer or got laid off. Take that money, roll it over. Yeah, with someone or with us, and get a 9% or a 14% premium bonus or, you know, whatever that company, whatever the bonus is for that time. And do that, lock it in at least. You're not going to lose. And the companies that we're working with, the Jung Agency works with, they're all A-plus rated companies. We don't work with any non-A rated companies. So we're working with the cream of the crop. And like I said in another video, insurance companies are very, very good at managing risks. The banks are not, as you know, so many banks, bank runs and insolvencies. And we'll probably see more in the future, to be honest. I don't think this contagion is over yet. But yeah, you want to work with the company. Insurance companies are very good in terms of managing their risk.
Yeah. Man, I'm so glad that we finally did this video. Because, I mean, people really want to know, like, when it comes to retirement, what they're going to do. Another video, we're going to talk about med subs and getting set up with Medicare, your Social Security, all those things like have to be in alignment, because once you retire, that's it. Like, whatever you've accumulated, you know, during your work years, that's
it. You have your pension, you have your 401k, you have your retirement, but like you're not go out there and earning. You don't have, and if you're fully retired, you don't have potential to make more money. And people are living so long these days, and that's creating a lot of problems for a lot of people, because as life expectancy gets farther out, you need to, your portfolio has to perform better in order for you to not run out of money. Because the fear is running out of money is the biggest fear right now for seniors right now, is running out of money.
And that's
Go ahead.
Well, that's a huge advantage of having an annuity, is that you'll never outlive your money. With a 401k, once that's exhausted, that's it. That's all she wrote. You know, in annuity,
you can annuitize it. You're right. There's an option. Yeah. Very unique, because you can annuitize and have a stream of income for life. You're right. You can annuitize this product, which you can't do with the 401k or IRA product. You cannot annuitize it and get lifetime stream of income, which is really, really unique with a fixed index annuity, because it's a life insurance company. They're able to annuitize it, which is really, really good. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Hope you saw value in this. Guys, please share. Please subscribe. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Peace.